Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan at 6:41. And yesterday, breaking news, Falcons signed running back Jashawn Corbin and released Jace McClellan.
This was really interesting to me. Like, and one of the reasons, because remember, I just talked about Tyler Allgeier. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons I had him in my top 20, Bo did not, and we ended up leaving him off this morning as we're going through it, is because he was the guy. He was the guy to spell Bijan Robinson. I think Bijan had 75% of the snaps at tailback last year, and Tyler Allgeier had 25. And there was no Cordarrelle Patterson like you had the year before. There was no number three spot. I think Jace McClellan had a little bit of game action, like maybe one or two carries and kind of mop-up duty. But nobody ever kind of came into that third running back role. It was clear that the front office felt the same that I did yesterday. It was like, all right, we need some depth at the running back spot. So you go out, you drop Jace McClellan, and you try to upgrade that position.
Yeah, you want to know what Corbin's profile is? 6 foot, 221, runs a 4.640. Who's that sound like?
Tyler Allgeier
is 5'11", 225. Mm. So to Mike's point, they did. And that's one of the reasons we talked about this. I mean, you think it helped us move, you know, kind of leave Allgeier all. They're gonna carry three running backs. So Corbin, and you know what was funny is I watched Corbin play in college at Florida State. And when I saw him sign, I was like, where did he play college ball at? And then I went back and realized, I went and watched, he played at A&M and Florida State. And Now I'm remembering him at Florida State. The more I've done some research, and guy can play. So he's not going to come in here and crack your top two depth chart. But
well, and in response to that too, obviously Jace McClellan's an Alabama guy. I watched him throughout his career. I wondered what the fit would be with him when he got drafted as a late round draft pick here. I didn't love the fit. To me, his lateral ability was one of the things that he couldn't sustain over the course of his career at Alabama. So, obviously, that comes to a close yesterday. I'm sure that he'll still be around if somebody else doesn't pick him up. But, yeah, it's an interesting move nonetheless to kind of a one-for-one there at the back end of the roster.
So, just to double-check, this doesn't change. We don't need any amendments to the top 20 most important Falcons.
No, any amendments have already been made. That list has that one's hit the market.
Okay, well, Braves manager Brian Snicker, he was named yesterday to the National League All-Star coaching staff. Alongside that, Joe Torre is joining the American League as honorary coach.
Yeah, Torre, people forget Torre managed here, and I believe played here as well, but I know he managed here and for a brief time. And look, Snicker, you kind of do this, you have the home team thing, manager here, he deserves it. Whatever we think of Phil about him, he deserves he deserves to be a part of this weekend.
I agree, and this is one of those things that you guys see this from time to time, especially in this business. You get a headline, and you go, oh, that's cool. And then you start thinking about the flip side of it, and you're like, well, if that wouldn't have happened, I'd have been really upset. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't even been thinking about this, and they announced it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Wait a minute. You know what? If he had not been part of the staff, I'd have been up in arms. It kind of all falls into place.
Exactly. It's a yawn. Like, oh, yeah, okay.
All right, cool.
No kidding. But yeah, you're right. That's funny.
Will he be the third base coach is the next question I have. We'll see how that kind of falls out.
Oh, no, they're going to bring Freddie in for that.
Exactly. Go ahead and get the windmill ready.
They'll put Sinnott first.
Go ahead and get the windmill ready.
Well, and speaking of the All-Star game, the Home Run Derby jerseys and caps have been revealed. Did you guys take a look at these?
Yeah, they are very Brave themed. Do you notice that?
But it's the American League that is more Braves themed.
Did you feel like that?
Yeah, take a look at that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the little A.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. But the NL
the
is
looks
the
like
old
the alternate.
School.
Yeah.
It's the old school.
The bright blue. Yeah. What is that? Is that a royal blue?
It's a royal blue.
Yeah, and then you got the navy for the American League. I love them. I have long been a hater of, the practice jerseys and the alternates and everything else used for the All-Star game dating back 6 years. Now, obviously, this is for the Home Run Derby. But I actually don't hate them. Like, I wouldn't be the kind of guy to go and buy one of those, but I think they kind of look good.
Well, they do look good.
You know what the problem with baseball is? They make announcements that fans care about when football season is happening. Because in September, I did not realize that in September they had announced they'll return to the home and away team jerseys, right?
Yes.
So,
so when Chris Sale is out there, and after last night, I think Ronald Acuña Jr. is going to shoot back up. I think he's like fifth in fan voting for right field. Some guy named Grant had tweeted it, and he's climbing up the fan vote. They're going to wear their home Braves jerseys, right? And who? And Aaron Judge will be in his home Yankees, away Yankees jersey. So that is good. But players wearing their actual team uniforms.
It's so nostalgic for me. I grew up on these guys wearing these home and away uniforms. They will have a patch that signifies the All-Star game, which they should. It just feels right to me. I know that most people are very, very passionate about this. I think they went to All-Star game alternates in 2019 was the first year they had done it. It's been – the writing's been on the board. Let's go back. And obviously, this year, that's finally going to happen.
Last year was the straw that broke the camel's back because the All-Star jerseys last year – do you remember what they looked
I'm
like?
I'm trying to look them up.
Okay, like, so I have it right here because it was almost to the point where with the American League, I felt like there was a filter on my TV. Like, the color was off.
So
it was so neon pink. It was very bizarre. Yeah. I just did not
what
like
is that
those
color on the blue color? What color is that? Is that black and...
Black and like a...
Those look
Detroit
like...
Lions blue?
I thought it was more of like...
Powder blue.
Like a, more of a turquoise or something.
It's hideous.
Those look like bowling uniforms. All right? I feel like that's something like the Big Lebowski... You just saw on the Big Lebowski at his little bowling league that is a part of that movie. Yeah. Like, that's awful jerseys.
It's something... when you look at it, it looks like those jerseys were involved in a baseball movie.
Yeah.
You know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and I'm trying to think of a baseball movie like Major League 3 where they're the Buzz. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Hey, real quick. I know it's off topic, but I'll just mention y'all and saying the Florida Panthers repeat as Stanley Cup champions. It was back-to-back NHL Stanley Cup finals at the same two teams play, the Oilers and the Panthers. Connor McDavid is the best player, maybe the best player in sports right now without a championship. Best player in hockey for sure. And you can talk about state tax or whatever, but the state of Florida is owning hockey, and it's kind of crazy that the state of Florida is owning hockey, and Canada still hasn't won a cup in since 93, I think. So yeah. Pretty crazy.
Or does it make sense that Florida residents want to be cold?
I was going to say, none of them are from Florida. All the people down, none of them are from Florida. Well, they all come from hockey states.
Whenever we stay in Tampa, it's seemingly there's always lightning season is in, and we stay right beside the arena. And I'm going to tell you, it is packed out down there. And that's Tampa Bay, who's also won a title in the last 8 years, I believe.
Well, how much pain would you guys go through to help humanity? Probably not as much as this guy in the Mac drop. So there's this guy named Tim Freed. He is a former truck mechanic. He has taken the last 18 years of his life to let snakes bite him.
No, thank you. No, I'll show myself out. No, thank you.
I hate snakes, Chuck. I hate them.
Yeah, same Indiana.
Love Indiana, John.
Same Indiana.
So he has let snakes bite him over 200 times.
Okay.
200 bites. Plus, Tim has also injected himself with the snake's venom.
Stop it.
Over 650 times.
Okay, all right, how does this save the snake?
I hate snakes, Chuck. I hate them.
Well, so, maybe they gotta have a release.
Here's what.
Pause.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tim took on this pain because he wanted to achieve immunity to venom. That's what he's trying to do. I know it sounds crazy, but it's actually a real practice called mithridatism. By the way,
dang.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah.
Do not try this at home.
Why? But why?
Well, because look, snakes don't need to get backed up like anybody else. Also, I've seen this guy's picture.
Yeah.
He looks like he'd let snakes bite him.
Can you say that word one more time, Ellie?
Mithridatism.
Okay. I'm just going to take your word for it.
Well, why did you say it like she was saying it wrong? We need to know what the word is.
No, I was just making sure that I got all the syllables
correct. I'm glad you called it out, Bo, because I noticed that, too.
Yeah.
That was not a corrective question.
You know what? It must be something about the name Mike, because there's another guy on the station named Mike from 2 to 6 likes to correct everything people say with the words. But anyways.
Well, you are not going to believe this, but Tim, in his journey to become immune to snake venom, he had a really hard time getting scientists to take him seriously.
You don't say.
But
can't imagine
again,
why.
Again, what is the end goal? All right, let's just say he becomes, free of venom. Like, I don't understand.
Here's what's happened.
All right.
He's from Wisconsin.
Okay, it's taken 18 years. He couldn't get anyone to return his calls. But just last month, finally, they did a study on Tim's blood. It actually has antibodies that can protect against snake venom. Now, 18 years later, 200 bites later, these researchers are hoping that Tim's hyperimmunity could actually lead to the development of a universal antivenom.
So, I got a couple questions, and I don't want to put you on the spot. First off, what did he do when they bit him? When they bit him, and did he go get, did he have to go to the hospital, or did he let them bite him and just say, I'm going to pray I live?
He suffered through the pain.
But like, what? When you, a rattlesnake or like a cock, because I know it says here, rattlers have bit him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been bitten by cobras,
mm-hmm.
mambas,
mm-hmm.
Vipers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming copperheads and water moccasins.
I would believe so. This whole thing started in 2001, and he allowed two snakes to bite him, and he actually went into a coma for 4 days or something like that, and he lived through the pain. So then he decided, because he lived through that pain, he could help others.
I'm sorry. I'm not celebrating this, dude. This is ridiculous. Like, this guy, and you were like, nobody would return his calls after 18 years. Then why was he doing it? Like, I don't understand. Like, if there was actually a good scientific reason, why are you still going to get, more than one snake bite per year? Go ahead, Dylan.
I'll say this. Now, I believe this dude does need a shout out, because he is the real MVP. Like, if we are able to find a universal anti-venom, like, that's clutch. Like, come on now. That's clutch.
But that's in hindsight. This guy's not a scientist. He has no idea what he's doing. He's just decided, you know what? I'm just going to make a few bad decisions. And it just happened to work. Maybe possibly worked out for him almost 20 years later.
Yeah. It's the length of time that he's stuck to this too, right? Because you would think, as friends and family of Tim's, like, you'd be like, after 5 years, a word, Tim. Can we talk about it?
I'm just having a hard time celebrating this guy. It's like if I walked out in front of a bus and they were like, let's put a crosswalk there. You know what I mean? It's like, that was still a bad decision. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't have walked out in front of the bus. That's still not the way to go.
Him fighting through the pain, though, is crazy. Like, I really don't understand. Like, getting bit by a black mamba, like, those things can kill you in minutes if you get bit by it. Like, it's crazy.
What kind of drugs was he on when he, like, what
dude,
what was,
that's, that
what
was my
was
first
his
question.
Acid trip like? How hard was that acid trip? And he's like, I've got it. I'm going to change the world.
He definitely came back from ayahuasca trip.
I'm going to let snakes bite me.
Yeah, he's been hanging out with Aaron Rodgers too much.
Yeah, he's been on a darkness retreat or two.
I really didn't see the point of really coming up with this anti-venom. Like, how many people actually get bit by snakes every single year? Like, how big of a problem is this? Apparently, it is like 138,000 people are killed by snake bites every year. 400,000 suffer amputations from these bites. So he could be helping over 500,000 people.
Snakes are my worst fear. I mean, I am mostly scared of snakes for sure.
I hate
so this
snakes.
Is crazy.
I don't think there's a person on the show that's not scared of snakes. I've somehow, though, gotten my algorithm on Facebook shows up snake IDs all the time. Like, ID the snake.
No.
There's a group that IDs snakes. And I've actually been, I think I know why it keeps coming. I keep clicking on it because I want to make sure I see what snakes are bad.
Dude.
I mean, I know them mostly already. In Georgia, it's a rattlesnake, water moccasin, copperhead, cottonmouth, that kind of stuff.
Did you see what his first, I know we got to get a break, his first bite? An Egyptian cobra. Like, he didn't ease into this thing.
No.
Well, that's,
like, this wasn't like, hey, let's start with something that's just a little bit venomous. No, an Egyptian cobra.
Isn't the mamba the only thing that's more venomous than that is the black mamba?
I'm not a snake expert. Apparently, that's you, since you get to ID snakes all the time, Bo. So If you do want to see Tim's story, I have tweeted it out at 929 Morning Shift. He is insane, in my opinion. But coming up.
Oh, it's the inland taipan. Taipan is the most venomous snake in the world. Sorry.
We're going to get back into the top 20 most important Falcons this season, where Mike and Bo rank them. We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Got him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.